Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? Today we are here with the Brewetta Tea Tumbler. They recently called me and they said, Austin, it's perfect for coffee too. So that's what we're going to do today. Toss water on the kettle and I start out with 19 grams of whole bean coffee. Everyone's favorite sound in the morning. With most coffee makers, you have to have a funnel like a V60 with filters, or you have to have a French press or a Chemex, and all of that is expensive. It's complicated, but with the Brewetta, all you have to do is you add your grounds right into the cup. And then with their fine mesh strainer here, acts as a French press for you. So after your water finishes heating up, all you have to do, add it straight in. And you're ready to go. Is there a way to end a coffee commercial?
One, two, three.
And now, everybody, MC Search.
I am here. Everything is good. Everything is amazing. The dude that I'm waiting for to join me on here is over there. See, man? we're doing it two ways. I'll show you what's going on. I'm gonna show you behind the scenes. Hello, sir.
How you doing, brother? My pleasure, Shane.
Nah, pleasure is truly all mine. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this. I cannot tell you how much I have appreciated your character, which is not really a character, it's you. How much I've appreciated you on Dave.
I really appreciate that, man. That mean a lot to me. I get to play myself. You know, it's really a blessing that I get to share my story too, man. So I appreciate all the kudos, man.
Has it been weird?
No, it definitely hasn't been weird because I've definitely been preparing for this moment for a long time. Like, you know, I've been grinding every day for a minute. And long story short, it's not weird. It's just overwhelming sometimes. Like, sometimes I sit there and be like, damn, like, I can't believe I'm in this position or, you know. So I be having my moments where I'm thinking about, like, yo, life's crazy right now.
I love, and I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but this is a pretty sexy bus I'm about to throw you under. We were supposed to do the show last week. And and you canceled for a damn good reason.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm trying to keep the steak sizzling, man. You know, movie roles is coming at me every day, bro. It's crazy. I'm
sweets at football games. Chargers, Rams, sitting sweet side, smoking good, eating good.
Yeah, I was playing with the Rams for LA. You know, that, I still got the hat on. It's the hat right here they gave me. I was at the game repping for LA, you know what I'm saying?
So shout out to your manager, Mike. He was like, so we have, he did it real managerial-like, bro. He said, so we have a little problem with tonight's podcast. You see, Gator was invited to a private suite at the, and by the way, he didn't speak to me. This is via email. So I'm now just utilizing the Queen's Jewish, managerial voice. See, he was invited to a suite at the Chargers Rams game. So we'll have to reschedule.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy, man. I really was down there, media right there on the field, man. I could have tripped the referee, man. I'm so close, man. It was like,
who's your squad?
See, me, I love all the teams. I'm the type of person that love the game. But, for the most part, I got a ref for L.A., the home team, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Rams, the Angels,
Dodgers.
The Kings, the Dodgers, the LA Galaxy, anything that got to do with LA, man, I'm all about that. Man.
Well, you're born and raised in South Central, is that correct?
Yeah, that's where I wore the LA hat for the interview so people can know what's up, man. I'm on the West Coast. That's where I was born and raised at, man. I'm from South Central, and it's a blessing, man, to be able to let people know where I'm from, man.
I was reading your Wikipedia, so I want to ask you beforehand, how accurate
is it? Wait, hold on. I got a Wikipedia? I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir. You do have a Wikipedia.
Who made that? Because Wikipedia not even real. Anybody can make a Wikipedia.
Well, that's why I'm saying. Hence me asking you, Gator, like, how accurate is your Wikipedia? But you don't even know.
I didn't even know I had a Wikipedia.
Let me tell you something. So now this is a great game. The game we're going to play tonight on Search Says Podcast is how accurate is Gator's Wikipedia? Now officially sponsored by Brewetta Tea. Brewetta Tea, which is going to be sending you a wonderful tea pack, including hemp tea, which I hope you enjoy.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait to enjoy that hemp tea. I love hemp tea.
Yeah, we also have my man King Sali made for Dave Chappelle. He made an African sommelier tea. So we're going to send that to you as well. I told Mike I'm going to be in L.A. next week. I'm going to bring you a basket. I'd like to take you guys out to dinner. Just wiggle with y'all. Get my gander right,
General, my boy Search, man. Exactly. That's what's up. Nothing like, bro.
So anyway,
man, you a legend, bro.
I feel honestly honored to be.
And people don't even know you attached to Nas, Nasty Nas, Esco the Great, bro. Come on, man. I'm one of them ones, bro. I know what's up with you, Chet.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Thank you, bro. So we are now going to play the game called "Is Gator's Wikipedia Accurate?" Sponsored by Brewetta Tea and Vidsig. So, question number one.
Let's go.
Your Wikipedia said that you came out of the foster system and you were raised by your aunt who you call your mother. True or false?
That's true.
Okay.
That's very true. I put that out there. So, yeah, I shared that story like a million times ever since season one came out of Dave. I've been fully embracing it. I've been through a lot of hardships, and one of my biggest hardships or traumas that I've ever been through was not knowing my biological mom or my biological dad. So yeah, that's true, man. Fact check number one.
Great. Awesome. We're on to a good start.
Yeah, man. We cooking with fish grease.
Wikipedia fact number two. You, in middle school, started rhyming and your favorite rapper was Da Brat.
That's very true. Fact check number two, correct. Let's go. Hey.
Let me ask you a question. A young man like yourself, growing up in South Central, I can easily think of 10 great MCs from MC8 to Mac-10, obviously Cube, obviously Snoop, Freestyle Fellowship, Farside, Defari, Chino XL, the list goes on and on.
Sugar Free!
One of my personal favorites. But Da Brat from Atlanta, East Coast, why of all MCs, Gator, was Da Brat so motivational for you?
She was motivational to me because hip hop, is a man's sport. Let's just get it clear, man. We run the ciphers, we put the charts up there, it's a man's sport to me, That's just what I figured. As a young kid, I started looking up to the male rappers first. I saw a lot of MCs come in the game, female MCs. We had the Queen Latifahs. We had the the Yo-Yos. We had a lot of dope MCs, the Momos. Like, it was a bunch of MCs that were female.
Conscious Daughters.
Yeah. It's a lot of female rappers that came. We had a lot of them. But when I seen the Brat come on the scene, it's like, hold on. She's not being political. She's not trying to, you know, push this women's power and all this type of stuff. Nothing wrong with none of that either. But it's just the fact that she came off herself and she was coming through on her own type of swag. It made me feel like, dang, hold on. She comfortable being this way. And this is when there was a stigma around women dressing like boys and stuff like that. Like, it was just not having been seen. You know, people weren't doing it like that. Right. So kudos to her confidence for coming in the game like that, you know, because it says a lot for her characters. I mean, she's brave, you know, she's fearless. So that's why I love the Brat, because when I seen her doing her thing, it just inspired me. Like, hold on, she a woman and I'm a man. Hold on, I can do this. She doing it and make it look like it's easy. So I might as well try it, you know?
And the good people at Searchlight. Okay, so number three. Gata sold third base bootlegs at Sloss and Swap Meet to get his first demo going.
Is that false? That's so false. I didn't even sell them at the Sloss and Swap Meet. I just started off selling my CDs there. I was on Melrose.
Ooh,
that's the area I started off.
That's, you know, real wavy.
I was on Melrose. We was pushing our mixtapes on Melrose, you know, in the Fairfax area. Okay. Even though I love the Sloss and I still go get my $6 t-shirts, my pro clubs, all my socks and all that type of stuff. I still go. Matter of fact, it's crazy. I was at the Sloss and Swap Meet today. That's what's so crazy. I was at the Sloss and Swap Meet today. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout out to the Sloss and Swap Meet, but I never sold mixtapes there. It's too risky.
Got you. By the way, I made that up, by the way. That was all cap. I just, you know, I have to throw some curves. Yeah, I got to throw a curve in now and then.
I like that.
Yeah, all right, thanks. All right, here we go with the next one. Gata, in his previous life.
Yeah. We got dual action going on.
Throw the CeeLo dice real quick. Head crack you real quick. Anyway. My wife is saying you need to look either this way or that way, but not both ways. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm doing both, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she says.
Tell her it's called working the crowd.
Oh, yeah. No, you're working all angles. Okay. So back to is Gata's Wikipedia accurate? Sponsored by Bruetta and Vitsi. Gata, before linking up with LD, as you lovingly refer to him, Little Dicky, was a hype man for Tyga and others.
That's true, bro.
So that is
fact. See what it is, man. Everybody that know what's up, man. GED forever. You know what I mean? We grinding every day, getting every dollar, getting educated daily. That's forever. Yes, I came in the game working with Tyga, man, and I don't got no problem with saying that that's true.
Okay. Good. I love that.
No, I'm just saying. This sounds like a good resume if you ask me.
I think it's very strong. All right. We will continue on with the game I have lovingly created on my own, by the way, called Is Gata's.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, bro. I like this, by the way. I didn't think it was going to flow like this. I like the way that I wasn't, like, you know, really prepped. I was prepped, but not too prepped. I like it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. We have a really good research department, but I really like to do a lot of research because ultimately I believe I'm going to become the hip-hop Howard Stern. Fact, not cap.
So, hey, I believe it too, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, what's today's Saturday, right, man?
Last time I checked.
Let me shout out one of my sponsors real quick, man. Might as well take a little sip, man.
And man, who is that?
It's that Bel Air Rosé, man. Oh. I just got a dope care package today. I might as well just
shout out to Rosé.
One of my sponsors, man. You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to Rick Ross. Shout out to the Barish family. Thank you to the Barish family and Roth and Khaled and the whole Bel Air boys, Black Bottle boys, who have now provided Gata with his sustenance for the rest of this interview. Next question. Gata also started a record label with Schoolboy Q. Is that fact or cap?
That is true. Me, Schoolboy Q, Tyga, and DJ SB, we started this brand right here, y'all. GED. I got this tatted on my forehead. It stands for getting every dollar, grinding every day, getting educated daily, man. And that's just my lifestyle. This is what I live by. That's just something I'm always going to believe in. And I really appreciate if y'all support me and my movement, man, because, hey, we grinding. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I am a huge Schoolboy Q fan way back, way in the early days of.
Have you heard Summer Girl?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm on that song, man. Me, Schoolboy Q, and Kendrick Lamar, man.
I know.
I got bars, man. Tell him, man.
We're going to talk about your bars. We're definitely going to talk about that, you know, as two MCs would normally do as we talk about bars. Oh, by the way, Biz Kid, I don't know if you know Biz Kid, but BizKid713 said you made it, homie.
Man, I really appreciate that, 713. Shout out to your area code. I believe also, that's your area code.
Ashley Leger says, Gator, I'm going to give you the world.
Man, I already got it. I appreciate it, though. But it's heavy. The world is heavy, man. Don't give me heavy, something you can't control,
heavy,
man.
Let me tell you something. It's a heavy load.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot.
We'll continue on with the game that I lovingly call to is Gator's Wikipedia Accurate.
Let's go.
You met LD 8 years ago, and when you met LD 8 years ago, you immediately became his homeboy / sideman when you and him started to make records, put records out, all of that.
That's true, but there was a little, you know, a little process of we had to get to know each other. I had to link up with him, hang out a couple times and stuff. We had to vibe out, you know. It wasn't just straight to the show, backstage, we're straight to the, you know, we had to have countless conversations. We had to, you know, vibe, bro. You know, when you meet somebody for the first time and you bringing them into your world and you letting them soak up all your energy, you want to rock with this person on a daily basis. So we low-key kind of, like, developed a schedule. He was working, and, you know, I was doing my thing, gandering, wiggling, trying to, you know, get my life together. So when time was committed, we really linked up, we hung out, we became boys and stuff. And the first encounter that we had when I first met him, I came to the studio via a manager that we both had. Because when I used to work with Tiger, I had this manager that worked with us. And then I stopped working with Tiger, and he had reached out to me one day when I was down bad, when I was broke. You know what I'm saying? I was like just on my mom's couch one day. I got a text message, and then he was telling me like, yo, I got this new artist I want you to work with. His name Lil Dicky. Then I went to the studio with a fake cameraman. I went with a fake personal assistant. I was gandering, because you got to think about it, man. I want to be a star. I want to be one of them ones. I want to be, you know what I'm saying? So I was creating that image at an early age. I was like, yo, this is my cameraman right here. This is my personal assistant. Y'all come with me. I'm about to go meet this artist. This is a big opportunity. So I'm boosting it up, you know what I mean? Making it larger than life. And when I came in the studio, the office, everybody was like, you know, whoa, like, you're not ready for this type of energy. You know, this is like the new year. This is like January 3rd or something. I'm walking in. Happy New Year, everybody. What's up? You know, having a good energy. Like, because I'm excited, you know. And when I first get in there, we start going through his music and stuff. And we vibing out, rocking out and shit. But when I first was linking with him, I'm thinking like, damn, he probably don't like me. He probably think I'm over the top. I got a cameraman. I got an assistant walking in probably. And they waiting for me in the lobby. He probably thinking like, who the fuck is this nigga? Who the fuck does he think he is and shit? But at the end of the day, it worked out because I know that this shit is entertainment. And I come from going straight to the highest level. Like when we worked with, when I worked with Tiger, you got to think about it. I'm around Katy Perry, Gym Class Heroes, Fall Out Boy, Lil Wayne. So I'm living that life. You feel me? I'm talking about Madison Square Garden, tour buses back to back, people passing out fame. And I was getting, like, you know, some of that love, some of that attention. So I was just trying to bring that along my journey, even when I was doing bad. You feel me? I always wanted to film and create that image. Like, yo, let's go. Come on. I'm doing it. You know what I mean? And that's just always been the guy I've been.
Amazing. Amazing.
That was a rep, but that's real, man. That's what you call a real rep.
I love that the fact that, you know, to make it, you got to fake it sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, man.
You got to.
So all my little homies out there, man, that's doing y'all thing, man. If you got to fake it till you make it, hey, do what you got to do, man. But focus on your craft. Keep the right people around you, man. Always believe in yourself. And, you know, don't do no sucker shit, man. Stay 100, stay pure, and always believe in yourself. And that's what it is.
we will continue on with the game show we have lovingly called, and it's funny, the interview has now become a game show called Is Gator's Wikipedia, which Gator knew nothing about.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about this Wikipedia. I didn't even know I was, look, yeah, famous people have Wikipedias, right?
Last time I checked, you're a very famous person.
See, but just you even saying that just mind-blowing to me. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't even know I had a Wikipedia.
Well, it seems like, come on, man. I mean, so far, we've identified the following that is truthful. One, that you came out of the foster system and that you were raised by your aunt, who you consider your mom.
Yeah.
Two, you didn't know your mom and your biological mother and your father. Have you ever tried to find them? Have you ever tried to?
No, they passed. They did.
Oh, I had no idea. I'm so sorry, bro.
Yeah, they died when I was 18 months, man. Nah, you good. That's something I deal with every single day. Like, ain't no finding them. I know where they at, you know? And I'm comfortable with that. That's why I walk around like I'm the man. You feel me? Like, that's why I got this persona. Like, okay, if I can go through this type of situation and hold my head up high every day, let's go, baby. You ain't been through nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I've been telling people, like, I've been through a lot, man, at an early age. So
We have established that your middle school rap icon was DeBrat, because as you said, if women could get it and do it in a way that is respectful and based on lyricism and not their bodies and not all of that, that men could do it too.
That's true, because it's a lot of women out here out hustling, out working grown men, you know what I'm saying? So people got to know that if a woman doing something and she putting in more work than you, it's like, bro, you better get on your job, man. Like, your woman should not be doing everything. You know what I'm saying? And women out here putting a lot on their shoulders and they ain't got no assistance. So when I be seeing women struggling and when I be seeing women grinding and stuff, I be cheering for them. It'd be kudos. Like, I like people that are self-driven, because my mom, who adopted me, is self-driven. It wasn't no man in the house. It was just her and my sister. So all I know is independence. That's why nobody can't tell me nothing, man, because I've been trying to do it myself. Like, when it comes to recording my music, I record that shit myself. When it comes to making music videos, I go get the people to shoot the video myself. Like, fuck a label. I'm the label. Like,
right.
For it real, straight up, man. That's what it is.
And we've also established that you did not, what was capped, is that you did not hustle third base bootlegs at Sloss and Swap Meet. You sold your own mixtapes on Melrose because the wave was just so much better.
Yeah, the wave was better on Melrose, so that's where I wanted to pass out my mixtapes and stuff, because I wanted to go be in an environment, you know, where I saw people being themselves, a lot of freedom, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, being fresh too. The fashion crazy too out there. Back in the day, it was crazy. But right now, Melrose and Fairfax is watered down, you know what I'm saying? But it used to be crazy back in the day. But, yeah, that's where I used to go push my brand. And that's where I still pop out at sometime. I just don't do no shopping over there. I don't be shopping on Melrose no more.
Got it. Yeah, it's not the same that it used to be when you could go, like, sneaker shopping in, like,
yeah, it's not the same. Hey, StockX got everything.
That's facto. That's a facto, King. That's a facto. That's a fact, though. You ain't got to leave the house.
Hey, you ain't even got to go sneaker shopping no more. You just go to StockX. Hey, fuck it.
It's absolutely true. Yo, it's crazy, man. I wanted to ask you this. I don't know why it popped in my head, but, you know, with your aunt raising you and your sister, what are some of your earliest memories of Christmas? Like, what were those memories like?
Man, every Christmas I had was beautiful, man. My mom and sister made sure I had everything. That's why I'm still the way I am. Like, I got to make sure I got on a brand new shirt. Got to make sure I got on a brand new hat. Got to make sure my pants is creased. Got to make sure I got on the latest Jordans. And that's all because my mom and my sister did that for me. Not no father, you feel me? My mom and sister did that for me. So every time I'll be looking at myself and I'll be looking at all this dripping shit, I'll be like, damn, like, my mom and sister instilled this in me. When I go look at my sunglass collection, and I be like, damn, I got 50 pairs, like, designer sunglasses. I be like, my mom and sister are the reason why I love sunglasses. Because my mom, she worked in the fashion industry for 20 years. I'm talking about teaching me everything about fabric at a young age. When I was 13 to 16, I used to work in the warehouse. I used to tag the dresses. My mom used to make me go down there and tag the dresses in the warehouse. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tagging dresses and shit. So I've always been around clothes, and I feel like I'm one of the flyest ever. Do y'all agree or not?
I know that Ashley Legay is trying to give you the world. That's all I know. I don't know if she agrees or not, but she's finna give you the world. That's all I know, brother.
Oh, man.
With you being around fashion, is that something that you want to aspire to, like doing fashion design, doing your own brand?
Definitely, man. I'm definitely want to tap into fashion world. I'm already in it. You know, I got my merch store going. That's just for my fans, though. I don't consider that real fashion. I can consider that like pieces and memorabilia that they can feel, you know, that they put on, feel that they're attached to me and my brand. So like for everybody to go put that GED shirt on, the one that's like with the logo right over here that's on the GatorMerch.com website, like when you put that shirt on, I want you to feel like, damn, I could conquer the world. I could really do anything. So I love everything that I'm doing, and I love fashion, and I can't wait to drop like some dope lines, but I want to wait and take my time, man, because I know I got so much stuff going on. I'm probably gonna have my girl run my fashion line because she's from Italy, you know what I'm saying? So she worked at Donatello for Versace when she was like 15, 16. So in the fashion department, I'm good. I got the latest and greatest, you know what I'm saying? I stay dripped out, man. The fashion is in me, yo. I love fashion. We should start a clothing line search.
Hey, I have a little history in that. I helped build a brand called Echo Unlimited with Mark Echo, so I have a little experience in that.
I did not know that, bro.
Yeah. Well, this is not about me, but we're going to focus on you.
Nah, so again, this is about both of us, bro. I'm over here talking to a legend, man. Y'all need to know that, man.
So the other part of the Wikipedia that we found out is facto, not capo, is that you started as a hype man with Tyga, and you also now have a company with one of my favorite MCs, Schoolboy Q, GED.
And that's true.
Thank you.
Oh, that's true, man.
I just need the confirmation.
This is all public information, man. Y'all can go see the pictures. Y'all can go.
You know what? Unfortunately, it wasn't, because you didn't even realize you had a Wikipedia.
Well, so yeah. You're right.
It was not.
No, you're right. You're right about that. I didn't know I had a Wikipedia, though. That's crazy. I wonder why my manager didn't tell me that.
Here's another fact.
Probably because having a Wikipedia is so minute. You don't even get no money off that shit. That's probably what my manager didn't even tell me, because he's like, why would I tell Gator he has a Wikipedia and I know he cares about getting money?
Right. Well, you know what? I will say that doing this interview and the tens of people that will see this will probably engage you twice as much more than they did before. Another thing in the game that I've
Another met, thing is I'm having fun with you right now, Serge. I want you to know that, man. I'm having fun, bro.
I usually don't
have fun in interviews and be this free like that, but
good. I'm glad. So the other thing that your Wikipedia, and we're gonna find out if it's fact or cap, is that the role that you play on Dave is based on an artist named Gata. Is that true or false?
That's true. That's me. I'm the artist Gata.
Okay.
I'm the artist Gata, and Gata stands for going against the average. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And remember this, y'all. The G is for global. You hear me? The G is for global. And when you spell my name, you capitalize the G, because I'm a G. And then you lowercase the A. But make sure you capitalize my T, because I'm the truth. I'm always going to keep it real true. I'm going to always tell you the real deal, the real spill. And then you lowercase the other A. But that's how I go. G-A-T-A, going against the average GED forever, motherfucker.
Another non-Wikipedia fact is you blew me off last week to have sweet seats at the Chargers-Rams game. Is that fact or cap, sir?
That is not cap. It's fact, because look at this Los Angeles Rams hat.
It's a beautiful hat. Beautiful.
Is this the Rams hat? No, wait. This is the Rams hat.
Yeah, no, it is very beautiful.
Yeah, it say Rams on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
How you think I got this, man? I didn't go buy this. The Rams game. I got this from the Rams.
Yeah, so tell me walk me through that. How do you get an invite to the Rams? How do you get a suite invite?
This is how you get a suite.
Please.
This is how you get a suite, y'all, at the Rams game.
Please.
You got to gander and wiggle your way up in life, and you got to end up on the hottest show on FX and Hulu and number one comedy history. You know what I'm saying? Your best friend got to be going crazy out here. He got to be just like a genius, you know? And you just got to make something of yourself, man. You got to always stay true to yourself, believe in yourself, and never take no for an answer. When people telling you no, don't go for that. Go the other way. Go the other way. When people saying no, go the other way till you start hearing people cheering for you and hearing what you want to hear, because those are the people that want to support you. So, yeah, remember that. And that's how you get field side tickets to the Rams game.